My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Just for those of you that might have been wondering, there is no quick predicts today. I know there were some folks that were wondering, will they have quick predicts today, because it's a game day tomorrow. And it's Friday, and it's the end of the show, because I'm sorry to give you the bad news, but no quick predicts. We will hold that back until the Dallas game. Are you okay with that, Jeff? Because I know you get real emotional when it comes to that.
Sounds great to me, Andy.
That's what I thought. We are hoping to be talking to Leroy Butler here in a few moments, a Hall of Famer for the Packers, and we'll talk to him as soon as we get a chance to get him on the line as the Browns get set for preseason game number one tomorrow against Green Bay. And I think, you know, the storyline for Browns fans as we walk into this thing is, what's Jameis Winston going to look like? Because he's going to get the start. I know a lot of people excited to see how he looks in a Browns uniform. Obviously getting him playing time is, you know, key and beneficial for the Browns to make sure that if they find themselves in the same position they were in last year, needing a quarterback, that they'll be ready. And, maybe in a stronger position than they were last year when they decided to make Dorian Thompson-Robinson the number two quarterback. Although, from all reports and from the little bit that I saw the other day, DTR looked good at practice. So there might be a little bit of a battle there for the third-string quarterback position between Tyler Huntley and Dorian Thompson-Robinson. But tomorrow you get to see Jameis Winston, and, you know, you'll get a feel for it. I just think in this age of 17 games, you better be ready for your backup to play at least one or two games. At least one or two games.
I don't think there's any question about that. That's why I think it's critical that you brought in a guy like Winston. I think they learned that last year, Andy. You know, when you had P.J. Walker, you had DTR, and it became real clear this isn't going to work. You go get Flacco, and that changed things. And they went and got a younger version of Flacco for this year in Jameis Winston. That's why I'm not kidding when I say I really want to see how he does. I want to see him in a Browns uniform. And he might not be playing with a lot of the starters, but for a lot of the time, I don't know how long he's going to play, but I want to see him. I think, you know, think about this. Deshaun has been on the field for 12 games in 3 years. Forget your reasons, whatever reason, why, whatever. Bottom line is he's been on the field for 12 games in 3 years. You better have a backup ready to go. You know, I think one of the biggest surprises this season would be if Deshaun Watson plays 17 games. And I base that solely on the fact that he's only played in 12 of the last 3 years. So we'll see. I think Winston could be a critical, critical piece to this football team this year.
Well, you've got to be in a position to do this. And, every NFL team now finds themselves in that position. So Kevin Stefanski was asked about, you know, what is he hoping Jameis can bring to this team. I think it was just yesterday. Here's what he said. And so that's what, we've kind of all laid that out too, right? Like, it's just a different game. Everything seems to be different. You used to sit there and go, well, my backup quarterback's going to be a guy that's going to hold a clipboard, and suddenly being the number two quarterback in the NFL isn't the greatest job ever. The greatest job ever is being the, what, 11th guy on an NBA roster making $3 million a year and never having to step on the floor. That's what I think. I mean, when I look at it.
That one's hard to argue with.
So, I don't know. What are you hoping for from Winston tomorrow?
Look competent in the system, Andy. That it's really not a whole lot more than that. Look like a veteran quarterback who can be in charge of the system. Look like the guy in control. Because if he is needed this year, that's going to be the most important thing for him. Be the man. In control, under control, be the leader. And that's what I want to see tomorrow.
So I think that he made some big points yesterday when he spoke, just talking about he's here 100% to support Deshaun, to make Deshaun the best possible quarterback that he can, and to give him someone that's going to, you know, kind of push him a little bit yesterday. But he was also asked about what's, you know, you're putting on a Browns uniform. We saw what you did in Tampa, and that was a weird deal because Brady came in. Then we saw what happened in New Orleans. So now here he sits in a new uniform for the Browns, and he's, you know, he's got the opportunity to, you know, to be a player and be an important part of what everyone's hoping to see this year. All about that new cologne, isn't it? I like it. I like the situation. I feel like it's a good 1-2 punch. If Deshaun's got to come out of the game, you've got Jameis Winston, because you know, you've got a guy with experience. You got a guy that knows how to play the game, a guy that had success in Tampa, and they've got the right pieces around no matter who the quarterback is. I really thought in the offseason, and especially after last year going through what the Browns did with Joe Flacco, that the Browns front office said, look, we've got to be able to be really good no matter who the quarterback is. Because, you know, we all go back to last year and we think about what happened in that Ravens game. And as much as we liked Dorian Thompson-Robinson and the crowd was going absolutely crazy and it was just an exciting, hey, here we go, you got the Ravens at home and, okay, Deshaun can't play, but DTR is going to be there and he looked great in the preseason. You saw how quick that and how important that quarterback position is for somebody who's a veteran. Because I think all the issues that DTR had there were, I would say, 90% of the issues that he had going on there were rookie-based, going up against one of the best defenses in the league, and all of a sudden you really talk about getting thrown into the fire. He did. And then he got hurt later on in the year. So I don't know that we saw the best of Dorian Thompson-Robinson during the regular season last year. And now he's got a little bit of a battle with Tyler Huntley to be the number three quarterback. But you're right about, you know, getting into this game tomorrow, seeing what you have with Jameis Winston, and also knowing that he's not going to have that full complement on the offensive line with Jed Wills and Jack Conklin being on the PUP.
I am curious to see DTR and Huntley. And, you know, Huntley looked really good at times when he played for Baltimore. I wouldn't say he was great his whole time there.
No.
But and I'm not going to say he made the Pro Bowl. We all know why he made the Pro Bowl that year. They needed somebody to play on the Pro Bowl team. He's had some really good moments. Interesting to see how this plays out. And which guy they will keep, Andy, I do not expect them to keep four quarterbacks. I do expect them to keep Jameis. So it's one or the other between these two guys. And which one will it be? I think Huntley's number two in that race. I would think they would like to continue trying to develop DTR, but you never know. You know, I mean, DTR has...
Don't you feel more confident that DTR could make it back to the practice squad this year more than he was a year ago in the same position?
No.
You think somebody else would pick him up?
The way quarterback play is around the league, Andy? Yeah. I think if the Browns were to cut either guy, and I don't think they'll cut either guy. I think they'll trade one of them. But if they were to cut either guy, they would. I think that guy would get picked up immediately, would not get to a practice squad.
I don't know. I there's a part of me that thinks when you have teams that, especially teams that went out and drafted their own quarterback, that you can eliminate some of those teams from wanting to pick up, you know, a guy like DTR who showed flash last year, unless they don't like the guys that they drafted or they were late round picks or they were late round picks. I'm not even gonna, like, there's no way that you're taking a free agent quarterback over somebody that, you know, might have a little bit of experience. going into this thing. I think they're going to need four quarterbacks. I think the other thing that changed over the years is that when you had this staggered cutting system, which now really seems silly, didn't it? Now that we've seen it for a year where it's just it's one giant cut when you're done with the preseason, and then everyone can go have at it and try to figure out who's out there. I mean, it's...
I liked the other way better.
Oh, I don't know. I like it this way better. And I think you also find out, you know, what your general manager's worth, too, in that situation. And if you're able to... I think it's easier to sneak guys onto your own practice squad because of the way they do that now. So that if you got a guy that you want, it's just it's information overload in that situation. So I like it. I don't know if you don't like it, but I like it better the way they do one cut right now. And just see ya. Let's figure this thing out now.
They're hanging on to bodies for the last preseason game, I think. You know, I think that's it more than anything.
But I also think it gives some of those guys I think it's a better opportunity for the
It's a better opportunity for the guys players in camp to make a practice squad. You get a longer look.
Yeah, and you get a chance to get some decent tape, too. More tape than you would have if you got released and then had to sit out for a week during the preseason to get picked up by somebody to hope to get put on their practice squad. I like the system a little bit better. We've sat and talked a little bit about what tomorrow's game means against the Packers. Kevin Stefanski talked about what he's kind of hoping to get out of tomorrow's game and what the fans need to really kind of expect in this thing.
Got to win, Andy. They're keeping score, which actually is true.
Coaches,
you don't want to go out and lose the football game, regardless.
No,
that's a nice tone.
I think coaches go into these games saying that they want to win, that they want to be able to say, "Okay, we got to win."
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter if they win, though. It doesn't. You want your first team to look good against their first team. You want your second team to look good against their second team, and you want to get reps for the guys that you really want to look at. And see, hey, maybe I can use this guy on special teams. Maybe this is a guy that we brought in that we weren't too sure about, but, man, the way he's playing right now, it's going to be tough. And maybe we can get him through to the practice squad. Or we can, it's unique, I think, as a Browns fan to walk into a preseason kind of knowing what all the positions are. You know, we talked to Mary Kay Cabot earlier in the week, and I'm like, you know, I read a headline that said, oh, position battles for Browns going into this first preseason. I'm like, what position battles are we talking about? I mean, the only thing you have to question are the starters. And what do we have? Five starters right now that won't be playing. You've got Greg Newsome on a non-football injury list. You've got Dalvin Tomlinson, who's on the PUP. You've got Nick Chubb. We all know where they stand with Nick Chubb. Jack Conklin, whose name kind of comes up every once in a while when they start talking about trades, who's also on the PUP for the preseason. And Jed Wills, who's also on the preseason PUP. Then you wonder, will they be around for the first four games of the regular season if they're there? But then you get the opportunity to see the Akeem Adeniyi's and the James Hudson's. I mean, we know what he looks like, but DeJuan Jones also gets the opportunity to go on. And what's Zach Zinter going to look like in a Browns uniform? I mean, you're still trying to push forward and fill what the spots are, knowing that you've got players like Jed Wills and Jack Conklin who are going to be questionable.
I just, that tackle spot too, Andy, is something really interesting. I don't think we're going to get answers to that in the preseason. Do you?
Which one? Both sides.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't think we're getting an answer either way.
DeJuan Jones would be the one. Don't you think he can push? He could push for a starting job no matter.
I can't imagine DeJuan Jones not starting this year. How's that?
If Jed Wills is healthy and Jack Conklin are healthy, you think he's not starting?
I can't imagine DeJuan Jones not starting.
I tend to agree with you, Jeff. I tend to agree. But are they going to bump Jed Wills out?
That's what I'm all curious about.
Is Jack Conklin
is how healthy? Does DeJuan Jones get on the field? Which guy does he replace?
It screams to me, Jeff, if they're ready to give him a starting spot and Jack Conklin and Jed Wills are both on the roster, that one of those two guys is going to get traded.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
I don't know. That's tough.
Leroy Butler up next. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hall of Fame Packers safety and the creator of the Lambeau Leap on with us right now, and the host of Leap 36 podcast. He is Leroy Butler. Man, are we excited to have you on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. How are you?
Every day is a vacation.
Especially if you're not getting hit or hitting someone, right?
That's beautiful.
Every day. My grandmother told me that. I was like, Grandma, why is that? She said, because I'm going to have some bad days, but no one will ever know it. Because if they know it, they'll always go to that to bring me down. So I've been using that for 50 years now. I'm 56 now. So I'm dead serious.
That's a beautiful thing.
That is good. I think we all need a little bit of we need more grandma wisdom in our life. I think so.
Yes, I agree with that. And I remember something Mike Holmgren said the year we won the Super Bowl. I remember Mike Holmgren was like a therapist. The guy's amazing. He came in, and he's a little grumpy. He said, guys, everybody have bad days. Everybody have bad games. But you cannot have them on Sunday or Monday. I'm the only one that laughed. He said, Leroy, the only one got that joke? Reggie was like, I don't get it. Those are days we play. Oh!
And then he said, one day I'll be in Cleveland with a Hawaiian shirt on, driving around in a golf cart, loving life.
Exactly.
And then we got him.
Exactly. That's how we won.
Leroy, should he have coached here in Cleveland?
No.
Okay. Why?
Because I want to get on the people in Cleveland's nerves. I just like doing that. I mean, can I be honest? But I do appreciate the owner at the time seeing the vision of what he did in Green Bay and Seattle, and said, can you come do it here? I appreciate that. And it kind of made me, in a way, a Browns fan, because if you play on other teams, but you're good friends with somebody upstairs or on the field, you pull for them, especially in the AFC. And at the Hall of Fame, we just had the legacy of the Cleveland Browns. And I met a young man who I'm a huge fan of, to where I was like fanning out, like, is that Mr. Cribbs? They're like, yeah. Like, do you introduce me? I was telling this to an intern. The intern's like, you're a Hall of Famer. No, that's not what I'm looking for. Just take me over there and said, this is Leroy Butler, and you're the, one of the greatest return men other than, of course, Hester. Because I'm a big Metcalf fan, too. Tess Verde, Andre Rison. But Cribbs, to me, why would you kick it to him? So it's just that legacy, to me, means a lot.
He was oddly here in studio with us yesterday, Leroy. So
no way. Why didn't y'all call me then?
We could have had a surprise guest for him.
Oh,
that would have
been
nice.
Great.
That would have been real nice. Yeah, I like that a lot.
Well, I mean,
he's the next guy to go in as a specialist.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you, because, I mean, we talked about, you know, Devin Hester dropping his name. And now, yeah. I mean, his time has come. Like, I got goosebumps in here yesterday thinking about the guy who's sitting in our studio. This guy should be next up to go to the Hall of Fame for the Browns, at least, right? Yeah, Joe Thomas just got in. I got to think that based on the guys like you saying that and Hester saying that, like, the time should be right for him to get in, right?
Well, first of all, you should have got goosebumps when you were talking to me, but I'll let that slide.
Well, that's been going on all day.
Yes.
But you're correct. What Devin has just done is unleash that specialists are dangerous. Well, you can change the complexion of the game, the field position at any time, and it's just you for the most part. Yes, you got 10 other guys blocking, but he was a bigger guy to do it. So, yes, absolutely. And just not breaking any news, but Hall of Famers have a say-so. I know we have voters, but Hall of Famers have a say-so. And I would, and I know what they're saying. I get it. You love the guy. You buy it. You're going to vote for him. That's when I say, well, do you have the internet? Just go look what he did. Not the highlight play, but just look what he did. But we need to start putting these specialists in. Even a young man who played for Washington,
Brian Mitchell.
His name is. Yes. Him and Cribb, they were dangerous. I mean, if Desmond Howard would have did this on a higher clip when he first got in the league, he would be considered. But they're going to say, well, he didn't do it a lot. And I get that. But for those two men, Brian Mitchell and Cribbs, yeah, especially Cribbs is right up the street in Cleveland. That's a success story that kids need to say, you know what? I can't throw. I can't tackle. But you know what I'm good at? If they put that ball in my hand, I'm taking it to the house. Or I'm kicking. Or kickers like, you know, Tucker, the kicker from Baltimore, specialist, to me are very valuable.
Leroy Butler joining us, Hall of Fame Packer safety. Tomorrow it's the Packers against the Browns. Leroy, that's a good deal for us. I think we have a lot of Packer fans actually in Northeast Ohio. Dan, who you talked to earlier, is one of them. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this about, because I think these two teams are interesting in this regard. Who took a bigger leap of faith? The Browns in trading for and signing Deshaun Watson to the contract they gave him, or the Packers giving Jordan Love the contract they gave him based on not maybe even one full good season? Those are two big deals.
Platinum question. But if people don't know about platinum is above gold. So, because you have to put some thought into this and don't react. So, you got to come out of your corners. to answer a question, and it is an amazing question. I just want people to look at the intelligence behind your question. If you're Cleveland, you're about to do something, okay? And I like when you use the word leap, Lambo leap. That was brilliant. You're going to give a guy a guaranteed contract who went through some horrific allegation, okay? Talent-wise, Deshaun Watson, hey, man, it speaks for itself. If the guy's healthy, Cleveland's in it. Shout out to Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco's my guy. But let's get back to the question. That's huge. Because you're basically telling your fan base, I know more than you. And I'm going to stand on it. If it don't work, I'm going to stand on it. With the Packers and my nephew, Jordan Love, who I give a lot of credit to the Green Bay Packers, Brian Gutekunst, to say, yes, I have a four-time MVP quarterback. But you know what? I want to be good in the future, not just now. So, yes, we were allegedly supposed to take Brandon Ayuk, the kid that's holding out for another $2 million. I need to talk to his parents. Man, get that money. What do you think? Man, get that money, cuz. Yeah, get that money. But we took Jordan Love. The Packer fan, they didn't like it. No. Why didn't you get Rodgers a receiver? Why didn't you get – you never get receivers in the first round. I heard all that. I heard the same thing in 07. When we drafted Aaron Rodgers, we had Brett Favre. So the fan, oh, we're going back to the 80s. No, you're not. He's going to sit for 3 years, and he's going to be an amazing quarterback and get paid $55 million a year. But to answer your question, Cleveland Brown took a beating for getting Deshaun. Oh, yeah. So that was, to me, a big step. But sometimes, you know, the best decision may not be the best decision, but it's the right decision. You need a quarterback. You don't need guys to rescue cats from the trees. You got firemen for that. You need a guy who's going to put that ball to Amari Cooper, because he's on my fantasy team, by the way. I'm just letting you know.
Good move.
And if that young man, the running back who's also on my team, but I don't want to mention his name, if he comes back, Cleveland is the favorite in that division. You're just talking about a running back that can give you 1,500 yards at any time, hurts his knees, not there. That helps the quarterback play action. It all works. I know it's a long answer, but I wanted to put some context to it. But the Cleveland Browns, to me, oh, that was huge leap of faith.
All right, now I got goosebumps. Thank you. Took me a little while. Now you gave it to me, if you're going to give that much excitement
like
for the Browns.
People lie to me. Thank you.
Oh, so let me ask you this, because we've been kicking it around all day because we're trying to figure out what we're going to get out of this preseason game we watched tomorrow. Did you like playing in the preseason, and what do you think of the preseason?
No.
Yes.
No. I apologize for cutting you off. I don't want to see no starters. Jordan Love, hey, man, I know he just got to twist his head and it looks amazing. He may not want to put a ball cap on. Put some shades on. I'll see you when we get to Brazil. I don't see. And the reason why, here's the reason. Those jobs are for the guys who need to make the team. I'm getting nothing out of preseason. I mean, playing two series. I want to play when the season starts. It'd be a shame if you didn't get the guys back up some work. And guess what? Your starter goes down, the guy don't know what to do because you played the starter the whole preseason. So if I was a coach, my starting quarterback would never see the field. Well, he would. After the game, when it's over, he'll go shake the other quarterback's hand, but he got a ball cap on. Okay, wouldn't it be a shame you lose your starter tonight and say, you know what? I want to get him some work. You get your work in practice when they do it. We got, I think, three inner squad practices, that's where you get your work, practice. You get all the reps, everything. And for the people who say, well, they need to see somebody different, they will when they see the Eagles. Because I'm just not chancing it. And my grandmother, again, she said, how are you 100% sure you won't get bit by a shark? I said, well, how, Grandma? Don't go in the water.
Good point.
So that's, if I'm walking on land, there's no shark. Well, they did have that one movie that shark, but it was a movie, right?
Sharknado. And Jaws, too.
You think it was a movie?
That's true. You need to write a book of your grandmother's famous quotes. I would buy that book, just so you know.
I'll bet you can hear those on the Leap 36 podcast.
Yeah, you probably can.
Oh, that's a fact, too. Yes.
All right, Leroy, thank you. Thank you. We appreciate you. And I really enjoyed the conversation. And that I'm not lying about. I enjoyed the conversation. And oh, there it is. Little goosebumps. So now we're good.
No, I appreciate you guys having me on. I always fly into Cleveland and then drive up to Canton. The people in Cleveland are just amazing. And the last thing I'm going to say, we get off here. I love Michael Jordan, but the GOAT is GOAT James. Forever. GOAT James, LeBron James.
And we'll leave it at that. Thank you, Leroy. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks,
appreciate
Leroy.
It.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And, of course, he was on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I can't remember the last time I laughed that much during an interview. Man, that was good. All right, let's talk about that when we come back. Basket of Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Forever. Go James, LeBron James.
And we'll leave it at that. Thank you, Leroy. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks,
appreciate
Leroy.
It.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And, of course, he was on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I can't remember the last time I laughed that much during an interview. Man, that was good. All right, let's talk about that when we come back. Basket of Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.